The Honorable Miss Rittenhouse is going to chair your hearing at this time, sir.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you said.
I was just saying that the Honorable Miss Rittenhouse will be chairing your hearing at this time, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Navarro?
Yes, ma'am.
It would help, we record this hearing, and it would help if you, when you hold the phone, if you hold the, so the partner, your mouth is away from your, we hear your breathing in the phone, and it gets in the recording. There, that's...
I'm sure about that.
No, it's all right. You wouldn't know what it sounds like from this end. So, thank you very much, sir. Could you please start by stating your name and your ABC number?
My name is Renee H. Navarro, Sr. My ABC number is 300-706.
All right, thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation listed on your warrant of arrest. And you should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing. I see you signed your form, and I cannot tell whether it was the November 16th or 17th, because both you and the other party, the witness, changed the date. So it's one of those two dates. It's either November 16th or 17th. Do you remember signing?
I remember signing, but I can't remember the date.
Okay. Well, it's either one of those dates, and they're both on the form. And on that form are your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire an attorney to represent you. I don't see an attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's fine. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board that are conducting this hearing. If you look way down at the other end of the bench from me, you see the Honorable David Neal. Right next to him is the Honorable Michael Johnson. Right next to him in the middle of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chair for your hearing today. Also in the room with us is Mr. Westby, who is a community corrections officer for Department. There you can see Mr. Westby now. He is a community corrections officer for the Department of Corrections, and he'll be representing the department and your parole officer today.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sure. Before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Westby in. So Mr. Navarro and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Navarro?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Navarro, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated your conditions of supervision, and phase two, to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Navarro, I'm going to read information from your warrant. And as I read this allegation to you, I need you to tell me if it's true or false. If you believe it's false, we'll take some testimony from Mr. Westby and discuss it further. And then the board will make the final determination as to whether you violated your conditions. So do you understand the process?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. So we'll start phase one of your hearing now. And here is the allegation. That is that you have violated the conditions of supervision and lapsed, well, probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by violating condition number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Transitional Living Communities, or TLC, at 843 West Thurber Road in Tucson on February 15th, 2017, without the prior approval of your parole officer, your whereabouts were unknown, and you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Navarro, is this true or false?
Yes, ma'am, this is true.
This is true? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Navarro. Based on Mr. Navarro's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agree.
Thank you. Hold just one second, Mr. Navarro. Who seconded, I'm sorry?
I did.
Johnson.
Mr. Johnson, okay, and agreed, Dr. Wright, David Neal, and Louis Quinones. All right. Okay, Mr. Navarro, we'll move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. This is the part of the hearing where you have a chance to explain things to the board and talk to the board a little bit. Before we start that, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us a little bit of background information about you and your supervision period. So just hold on the line. We'll be right back with you. Mr. Westby?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Mr. Navarro was released from DOC on October 31st, 2017. He was arrested November 2nd, 2017 by University of Arizona PD. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody November 3rd, 2017 with an adjusted CSED of May 18th, 2018, which reflects 260 abstentions. His current conviction, 2015, burglary, third degree, two counts, count one, 2.5 years, count two, 1.5 years. There are no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score, 3.3, mental health score, 1, substance abuse score, 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary is moderate. He has an arrest in 2010 for narcotic drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G2B3.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, back to you, Mr. Navarro. And looking at your case supervision summary, it looks like you were released to go to TLC, and that would have been around January
31st.
Okay. Yeah. And then you left on February 15th. Why did you leave?
First of all, I made a bad decision. I should have done what I was supposed to do. I would have been done with my parole already. It was just, I was in a room with four people, like a small room. Then I couldn't find a job, and they told me I owed like 2 weeks, but like I was going on 3 weeks worth of owing money, and it just kind of got overwhelming for me. I know I should have hung in there. I made a bad decision and I left. But when I was out there, I was trying my hardest, doing my hardest not to get in trouble, not to break any laws, not to get any police contact. I knew that they would come when I would eventually get caught or stopped. Like I said, I wasn't trying to do nothing bad, but I knew maybe I would get stopped and I would have to come back and finish my time. But again, I made a bad mistake, and yes, I did leave the halfway house.
Okay, all right. You said you couldn't find a job. What kind of work do you do, sir?
I could do like pretty much any kind of work. And I was putting applications, but I was getting no response. And then, like, I didn't have a cell phone. I was like for a number. I gave my sister's number, but she said that I wasn't getting no callbacks for work.
Okay.
I gave up too soon.
Okay.
I started doing that. And
did you eventually get a job? Did you eventually get one?
No idea. I was doing like side jobs, like cleaning yards and stuff like that. But nothing that would go on the record that I actually had a job.
Okay, all right. And it looks like you were assigned to task for drug testing, and it looks like you submitted in February, and it was negative, so that's a good thing.
I wasn't doing no drugs. I was trying to stay clean.
Okay. Why didn't you, when you couldn't pay at TLC, why didn't you call your parole officer and talk to your parole officer about it?
I don't know. I made a mistake. That was my fault. I should have made people to work with me, but this is my first time being on parole. I kind of figured that I messed up. by me. I was just like, honestly scared, but I just, like I said, I made a mistake and I'm learning from it. I should have read this a long time ago.
Okay, all right. What were you doing on November 2nd when U of APD arrested you? Why did you come to their attention? Why did they arrest you?
I was leaving my sister's house. She lives, I don't know if you guys know Tucson, but she lives by A Mountain.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to, my sister lives by on the west side of town on Tucson.
Yeah.
And in Tucson, I'm sorry. And I was going to my kids' house. They live on the east side. So I was just riding through the U of A. And they said that looks suspicious. Okay. It wasn't like maybe like around 11:30 at night when I was passing by.
Oh, it was at night.
They said it was an initial stop.
Okay.
Now, like I said, I was just passing through and I was going to go to my kid's house.
Okay.
To my baby's mom's house. I went to see my kids and I was late.
How many kids do you have, sir?
I have three kids.
Three kids? Boys, girls? What?
I got two boys and a girl.
Okay,
all right. And they're all doing good. Like they're good. My son's good. My daughter goes to school. Like I really miss him. I was taking things for granted out there. And
okay.
Again, another mistake that I made. And I'm trying to change my life. I'm going to church. I'm staying positive in here. I'm working right now. But that one sent to prison with me. I know I messed up, and I hope I never come back to prison.
Well, we hope so too. We hope you don't. Have you been using any drugs at all?
I'm clean. I did a couple of years in here, and then I came out clean.
Okay, good. Mr. Navarro, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions?
Okay.
No? Okay, Mr. Navarro, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement for the board, if you have anything else you want to tell us that you haven't already said.
I'm hoping for another chance to get out, and I'm going to continue what I got to do, not for like any of you guys, just to tell me what you want to hear, but for myself personally, because I'm trying to build my life now. There's two things for granted out there, and when the first time I was locked up, I wanted to come out and do good, but I made a mistake, and I'm hoping you guys give me another chance so I can correct myself, and you guys will never see me again.
All right.
And I appreciate your time, and you guys taking time out of your busy schedules to have to deal with this matter.
Oh, it's not a problem, Mr. Navarro. The board is going to go into discussion now, and we don't discuss cases before we come in this room. We operate under the open meeting law, so our discussions occur in public.
Okay.
And so you can just stay on the phone there and certainly listen in if you want to. But the board will get back to you in just a moment with a decision. Okay, Mr. Navarro?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you.
The board's going
Thank
into discussion. This is an individual who has very limited involvement in the criminal justice system, only one term and one prior felony probation. I believe he's staying away from drugs. It sounds like he's very clear-minded today. But he does have a long period of absconding from supervision, during which he said he was afraid that he was going to be violated, so he didn't contact his PO. He does have three children, so he's got some responsibility out there, and a good reason to be a good dad and shape up and not come back into the system. But at this time, I'm not seeing him as a good candidate, given the lengthy abscond period. But I would listen to any comments from my fellow board members. All right. So I'm going to make a motion then that, based on information in warrant number 2017W0806, our discussion with Mr. Navarro, information provided by Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Navarro was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 260 days, during which time we did not know what he was doing. He may have been doing good, but we just don't know, because he lost contact with his parole officer. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
All right. Seconded by Mr. Johnson and agreed. Okay, back to you, Mr. Navarro. You heard the discussion. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. Don't want you to look at this as a negative, sir, but you were gone from supervision for a long period of time. I know it was your first time on parole, but you must maintain contact with your parole officer when you're on parole. You can't just disappear like that. So you have a lot going for you, sir. You have very limited involvement in criminal justice system. We really hope this is your last time. Not that we don't like you, but we really don't want to ever see you in Orange again. I'm sure you don't want to either. You've got those kids out there that need you. So we wish you the very best, sir, and lots of luck. And thank you for appearing in front of the board today. And your hearing is concluded, sir. Thank you.
May 18th?
Yes, it's on or about May 18th of 2018, sir.
Okay.
All right, thanks so much.
You have a good day.
Thank you. You too, sir.
Thank you.